Singer-songwriter Anne Hampton Calloway is here to talk about her upcoming performance of the Tyler Suite with the Boston Gay Men's Chorus on March 16th and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Anne.
Hey, Charlotte. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Tell us about the Tyler Suite and how you became involved.
Well, I think it's a really powerful and beautiful musical suite that was inspired by the passing of a young man, Tyler Clementi, who was a talented young musician who died by suicide after being bullied by his roommate during his first weeks of college. It's a 9-piece choral movement dedicated to him. He was a violinist, and so violin plays an important part of the piece. And I was very honored to be part of this. Stephen Schwartz, the great composer of Wicked and Pippin, he and Dr. Timothy Selig, who was the artistic director of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, decided to create this piece, and they reached out to many wonderful composers like John Bacchino, Craig Carnelia, John Corigliano, Stephen Flaherty, Stephen Schwartz, and myself. And I got to write a very, very moving piece with Pamela Stewart, who was able to tell the story. In the piece, there are all these beautiful, powerful family pieces. Focus on the father, focus on Tyler, focus on the mother. And so Pam went to visit with Jane Clementi and just fell in love with this beautiful human being and interviewed her and was in her home and got to see where Tyler grew up. And then there was a sycamore tree in the front yard, and they had this wonderful thing that they always did, you know, I love you more. And that was their little way of sharing their love for each other. And so that became the title of the song. And it was just, I mean, I cried when I wrote the music to this beautiful lyric that Pam wrote. And then I got to know Jane Clementi. I mean, this woman is so extraordinary. What she has done with her family to create Tyler Clementi Foundation has been really, really powerful, and I think is one of the signs of hope in this extremely disturbing time. People out of wreckage creating a powerful foundation for the ending of bullying and awareness of LGBTQ plus rights. And it's been an honor to be a part of this. I recorded it on a wonderful CD with a San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus live. It was called Illuminate, live at 35. And I'm glad it's out in the world, and I'm glad this music is raising awareness of the incredible devastation that happens from bullying. And, you know, with social media and its power, there's nothing that we're really doing to legislate it or enforce it, except I have to say Tyler Clementi Foundation has really done a lot to create programs and legislation that has started to make some ripples of difference.
What do you hope to accomplish with performing this piece with the Boston Gay Men's Chorus?
I hope to move audiences and humanize this dilemma. You know, a lot of times when people come to these concerts, they come from many different backgrounds. It's not just gay people. It's not just the LGBTQ community. But Boston has a very sophisticated musical scene, and I hope that people will feel a connection and a sense of duty from listening to the stories that are involved with how this all came to be. And, you know, I think you can sort of make things abstract, like, oh, those people, well, that's too bad for them. But when you actually have these beautiful stories told with exceptional music that make you cry and make you laugh and make you think and make you feel, it suddenly becomes a part of your family. And that's the power of music. And I think my Boston audiences through the years have shown me what great listeners they are. I'll never forget opening the Streisand songbook with the Boston Pops. And the kind of level of listening and appreciation is probably among the highest in the country. So it's a real honor to be there. And I'm very excited that Jane Clementi will be there too, and she'll be involved with it. And not only am I singing Tyler Suite there, but they've asked me to do some of my own songs. And I have a new CD called Finding Beauty Originals Volume 1, and so I'm doing some songs from that, like my gay anthem, Love and Let Love, and some other pieces. So I think it's going to be a very moving and exciting evening.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
I believe that if you open hearts, then you open minds. And we're living in a very, very important time. What happens, what we do with every single day of our lives matters greatly, because we are on the precipice of disaster. Disaster for human rights, disaster for the future of our country, disaster for the climate of our earth. And I try to find a balance because I'm an entertainer. I want people to laugh. I want them to have fun. I want them to feel good about life. But I also want them to think, and I also want them to experience what matters. What matters to me, I try to tell my stories. I try to, as the daughter of not only a singer, my mother, Shirley Calloway, but also of a journalist, John Calloway, who taught me that the world is my family. And so I try to create shows. I try to write songs. I try to perform songs in a way that gives people a very strong emotional connection to themselves and to the world and to the essential, powerful experiences of being a human being during this time. And I don't want to be one of those people who lectures people. I want to sort of be a sneaky priestess. I want to do something that every day of my life that inspires people and makes them think and feel grateful to be alive and to want to take a little bit better care of being alive. And I think that the music has the power to banish boundaries. And I want to do all I can to unify people, to remind people what we all have in common. And I think we have so much more in common than we have that's different. And what is different makes us more interesting. So that's what I aspire to doing with my life every single day. And it's sometimes a very overwhelming level of responsibility that I've felt most of my career and my life. But I also feel honored to be a messenger, to be a vessel of love. And I have many spiritual practices that keep me on that path. And I try to be an informed and loving teller of stories and a celebrator of life.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in 2024 with over 600 anti-LGBTQ bills in states across the country? Women's rights continue to be on the chopping block. Anti-Semitism and hate crimes are on the rise, all as we head towards the presidential election.
I have to tell you, Charlotte, I'm very concerned about this year because I feel like there have been many people who have put so much fear into the atmosphere that we've been so bombarded with horrific stories day after day after day. I talk to friends, I talk to people in various places I go and travel, and a lot of people are so overwhelmed, they're so afraid, they feel powerless, they feel hopeless, and they're numb. They don't watch the news. They just feel like, oh my God, the world is just falling apart. It's so important for all of us to find what works. Like, I don't watch the news as much as I used to. I read the news. I don't want to hear people spinning about the same topic over and over again. I want to read nuanced stories from respected places. I want to be educated. I want to know who's out there to vote for. We have never needed better leadership than now. So I think it's so important for us to find numerous ways to work politically towards defending our rights and changing what has been dismantled from countless years of tremendous work and sacrifice for equality and human rights. But it's not enough to vote. It's not enough to, you know, join organizations and give them money. Those are very important things. But it's also really important to create meaningful relationships, to help people have a greater sense of connection with why these issues are so important to people that some people don't understand. Some people don't understand the LGBTQ plus life. We're the same. We have the same needs. We need to be safe. We need to have jobs. We need to make decent money. We need to be able to take care of our loved ones. We need to live a life that our hearts have held for us, that we are born to be. And that's what we all have in common. And so people start to somehow find ways, and I think artists can make a big difference. I think people can start to take a look at, hey, I'm making this movie. Does this advance our cause, or is this making a lot of money and damaging, you know, the world? I think there's a deeper sense of responsibility we need to cultivate in ourselves. And I think we need to have our people get together and empower each other. I once had a dinner with the great Gloria Steinem, and I said, why is it that we have such poor leadership in our time? She said, when the country is weak, we have very sort of fascistic leaders, and when the country is strong, we don't necessarily need to have these big powerhouse leaders. But she said, one thing that people don't realize is that there are more grassroots organizations than ever before, but they just don't know about each other. So we need to start to find ways to build more coalition, to build more unity with all the wonderful people who are doing their share to make a difference and help each other and strengthen our presence and make human connections with people who may seem to misunderstand us, but help them to see us as human beings through acts of kindness, through acts of boldness, through art. There's so many ways, and every day when I wake up in the morning and when I go to bed, I just say, please let me be an instrument of thy peace. And that's my prayer. It's like, what can I do to be useful today? And that's a great question to ask.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have to these kids, especially in these challenging times?
Well, I think it's very important to find your sources of strength. Find the people around you who understand you. Make good friends. Find good allies. Try to have good, honest, strong relationships with at least one or two friends, and hopefully your parents, hopefully teachers, maybe someone in the spiritual community or an organization. There are so many wonderful organizations. My personal favorite on the subject of bullying is the Tyler Clementi organization. You can go to tylerclementi.org, and there are so many programs, and you know, one of the things that you can do is to become an upstander. You can also just learn about bullying and how to face it. And there are interesting insights into why people become bullies and to sort of dissipate the violence of it, the intensity of it, and to find out that there are places that you can get support and you can get people to stand up for you, and you can help your school and your community start programs that the Tyler Clementi organization has set forth for all schools and all organizations so that there is sort of a system in place in case bullying happens. Another thing that I highly recommend, as an emotional teen myself, I felt very supported by doing a lot of reading about psychology. I also felt very supported by journaling. And I also think that writing songs and poetry and making music and having an emotional artistic outlet, whatever that is, whether it's sports or arts or whatever you're passionate about, to feel aligned and such a way of expressing your emotions so it's just not imploding inside of you. And another technique that I highly recommend is something I came up with when I was going through a hard time. I was, you know, a star on Broadway, and I just felt I was going through a really sad breakup and feeling very despondent about my life in certain ways. And I just thought, I need to take, like, a camera. I need to take that lens that I'm only seeing a few things in my life, and it just seems so horrible, and I need to pull back, and I need to take a big picture view. And when I pull the camera to see more things, I see how blessed I am, how many wonderful things are in my life, how many things that are worth living for. And it may be hard to understand now, but when you pull that lens back and you see all the beauty that you've had in your life and all the things you don't even know of which will be beautiful, there's so much more than those very difficult times that you face. And to keep that in mind, that have faith and trust that you are meant to be here and you're a beautiful, important person, and find your allies and believe in yourself and be proud of yourself. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to keep that going in the face of what some people feel want to do, try to hurt you. But most people who try to hurt people are people who have been hurt themselves. And once you start to understand that and get compassion for that, you can sort of change your energy about what they do as like a comment on who you are, and then realize it's just a comment on who they are. And it's a long conversation, but I'm so glad that the Tyler Clementi Foundation, tylerclementi.org, is there to help.
How can people get info and tickets for the Tyler Suite with the Boston Gay Men's Chorus on March 16th and also your touring performances?
Well, first of all, everyone is invited to Saturday, March 16th at 8 o'clock at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. It is a gorgeous hall. And not only will they be hearing in this concert called Melodies for a Movement, Tyler Suite, but they'll also be hearing some wonderful songs, fun songs. I'm doing a set of some of my music and some classics that inspired me. And it's going to be a feel-good, very beautiful evening. So I urge everyone to get your tickets as soon as possible if you want good seats. I guarantee a memorable and beautiful night of music. So once again, go to bgmc.org. And if you can't find that, you can go to my website, annhamptoncalloway.com. And just press on tours in on my homepage, and you can see not only that concert, but you can see all the other places, and you want to follow me. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and also X. It's hard to say that. And I'm always helping people to know more about the shows I'm doing and learn more about the things that matter to me and my latest CD, et cetera. So I urge people to follow me, and I will keep you along for the ride of a very interesting life of music and trying to make a difference.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I am going to be beginning my volume 2 of my originals CD project. The first one, as I mentioned before, Finding Beauty Originals Volume 1, was a huge hit. It debuted number 1 on iTunes Jazz. And so it was a mammoth project that I spent 3 years creating. And now we will start Volume 2 this year. And I'm working on many different shows, and I'm continuing to do my Finding Beauty tour, and I'm doing my beloved 70s show with my quartets around the country. I'm still celebrating the fabulous Peggy Lee and creating new shows. I'll be performing in London and Paris. I'm doing my first gay cruise to South America next month, and very excited about that. And another gay cruise to Norway later in the year. And I'm going to be writing a lot of music with great people. My interest these days is to really try to tell my story, and I spent 2 years writing a poem every day, and many of those poems were songs, and I just need to really take some time and develop them into songs. And I have somebody who's interested in me writing a musical. I'm going to think about that. But one thing I have to say is that I've had the busiest time in my life, and I'm going to be really trying to find the right balance of working and, you know, being an artist, but also being a person and being a healthier person.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
That's a very interesting question. I guess I'd like people to know more about my songs and my CDs and what matters to me. And I encourage people to write to me at my website. You can reach me at annhamptoncalloway.com, and that says contact Anne. If you do have a question, I want you to know I'm there to answer it. And I'm also very accessible on Facebook. I do all my own writing, and I'm very personal with my friends and fans. And so if there is anything that people would like to know, I would be very happy to share it.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through these difficult times?
I believe in the power of affirmation. So if something happens and I am feeling down or challenged, I take that issue. Let's say that I'm stressed out. And I turn it into an affirmation. I am at peace with what I am doing. I am finding a balance with all things in my life. The moment that you create an affirmation for yourself, you change your inner energy, and you start to magnetize what you really need to do. I live by one quote by the great French poet André Gide. He said, "Art is the collaboration between God and the artist. And the less the artist does, the better." And every day and every night, I say, thank you, God, for this day of life. Blessings to all beings in all times and all places. And let me be an instrument of thy peace.